Triple M's Rush Hour, JB and Bill. Jimmy Barnes' Soul Deep 30 was released on Friday. He's chasing his 19th number one record, and the legend of Australian rock joins us now.
Our next guest is Australian rock royalty. And don't lie, we know you've sung along to his hits. The legend that is Jimmy Barnes.
Oh, Barnesy, we can only apologise for Bill's attempt at singing your masterpiece.
Well, you can sing with me anytime. No worries, buddy.
That was in Market Square in Geelong. They loved the song. They hated the voice. But great to have you with us again, Barnesy. How are you going, mate?
I'm awfully good. Can't complain.
Yeah, good.
Now, we're celebrating the 30-year anniversary of the release of Soul Deep. I bet you can't believe that was 30 years ago.
Me? I can't remember 30 years ago. No, you know what? It does. It seems like yesterday. It really seems like yesterday. It's been a ball. And that record, when we recorded it for fun. You know, something to do over the Christmas holidays. And it just sounded so good. We released it and it literally changed my career. That went on. That was the biggest selling record I've ever had.
Really?
The biggest selling record on Mushroom's catalog ever.
Bloody hell. I did not know. What? No, it wouldn't have outsold the Chisel record, surely.
Yeah. Twice as much.
Really?
It's massive. It's one of the biggest records of all time in Australia. I can't take all the credit because there was a bunch of like some of the best crafted songs ever, these songs, some of the best writers from the 60s and early 70s ever. So, we just had fun. We went in there, we recorded them with good spirit. The spirit came across, the songs were great. And we had help from, great singers like John Farnham and Diesel and all that sort of stuff. So we were lucky.
Now, the Soul Deep Tour is on the road. Just finished the shows in Melbourne, yes?
Yeah, it was great. Tennis Centre, it was awesome.
Good spot there.
Melbourne crowd's one of the best in the world. One of the best in the world. And that Tennis Centre is a great gig to play. And we went out there and we just smashed it. We were there. We had the Teskeys with us. We had my daughter Mahalia and we had Karen Lee Andrews on with us. It was just this great soul review. It was fantastic.
Did you have your old mate Diesel? We were talking to him the other week and he said you're related and he told some good stories about you, Barnesy.
I know. I should have slung him some money, shouldn't I? See, I introduced him to his wife.
She's
my wife's sister.
That's it.
And Mark's not only one of the best guitar players, songwriters, singers, producers that I know. He's also a bloody great guy and loves music. He works harder than anybody I've ever seen. He's incredible. Yeah. So Mark's coming down this weekend in Sydney. He's going to come and play with us and do a couple of songs, which will be great because I always love singing with him. I do a song with Josh Teskey. I do a song with Mahalia and the set. The Teskey brothers. Have you seen those guys live yet?
Yeah.
Beautiful singer.
Yeah.
Beautiful singer.
Yeah. So with Diesel Barnesy, he came in, and as I know you have before, into the Triple M studios here in Melbourne and did a live version of Tip of My Tongue. I looked at it and thought the pride with which he performed that song acoustically after all of these years is a testament to him.
Oh, he's an amazing artist. And he's one of those guys who can sit. He's such a talented guy. He sits with an acoustic guitar and it's got everything going. It's got percussion going.
Yes.
It's got bloody all this. He's the ultimate entertainer. He's a bloody cracker.
So tell me this, because I'm dating myself. I've said this to you before when you used to come into the footy show. I'm dating myself here, but back in the 80s.
Yes.
I used to go and watch Chisel when you had the Rising Sun headband and the bottle of vodka. It was some of the wildest stuff I've ever seen on a stage.
Yeah.
The Soul Deep Tour. Have you wound it back a bit, Barnesy, or are you still?
You know what? The difference is I remember it.
No vodka?
There's no vodka. Oh. But in saying that, I think since I've sort of straightened myself up a bit and got myself more together, I've got twice as much energy as I had before. So it's probably more intense, wilder, but not quite as, the great thing about in the old days was you could really go hard and sometimes you held the rails, sometimes you didn't. And either way, it was entertaining.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
These days, the shows are just much more precise and hammered and intense.
What about during lockdown with the family? You had some great sing-alongs there.
That was awesome, wasn't it? I mean, because, you know, Jane started that. Because Jane started, she learned guitar. She was going to, that's what she's going to do. So I said, yeah, all right, you do learn the guitar, I'll learn a song. So over that lockdown period, I think we did about 300 songs. And we literally did everything from Motorhead to Doris Day.
Wow.
And if you'd have told me that I was going to be singing Doris Day 30 years ago, I would have laughed and slapped you.
He then slapped you. Would have slapped me too. And also, you got into the garden. You love your gardening now.
Nah, mate, it's not the first break I've run around. but you know what happened? Because I had a birthday party.
What's happened, like, do you?
I don't know. What I woke up this way. I can arrange flowers too. But you know, there's something weird. I've got just a tip, gentlemen.
Yep.
If you can grow roses,
yes,
and all every day through summer, you can walk out, start the morning, pick a bunch of flowers, take them in to your wife. Your day starts off in a pretty good way.
Jeez, that is actually not bad.
Not bad, is it? And if it's coming from your garden, they smell really good. And you've done not much really because the garden's doing it all.
Yep.
All you're doing is bringing them in and you get all the glory.
That is. Now, you live in a beautiful part of the world, by the way, the Southern Highlands in New South Wales near Barrel. Of course, the home of the great Sir Donald Bradman. It is magnificent around there.
It is. It's gorgeous and really particularly good for gardens. And one of the reasons I did get into gardening seriously is because we've got this beautiful place. And for the last, 30 years, we've just been running around, touring constantly. Yeah. Lockdown made me sit here, and I sat here, and I could see the garden changing all the way through those 2 years. So I go, this is really good. I've got to appreciate it. I'm going to go out and give it a hand. I'm not much good. I haven't got any green thumbs or anything like that. Jane's a good gardener. I'm just a slave.
No, good on you. That's now, Bill, fantastic.
19, which is incredible. You have to read this on a bit of paper to understand. 19 solo albums.
19.
As well as the incredible stuff done with Chisel between 73 and 83. So when you have to do, like, I know you're doing the Soul Deep thing now, and those shows are amazing, and the sets are from the album. But when you've got to do your own stuff, Barnsley, and I always wonder this with like the Rolling Stones. How do you work out what you're actually going to play and what you're going to leave out?
Right. It's very difficult. And I've watched the Stones many times and I know like how many hits have they got.
Yeah.
There's a certain bunch of songs that if you don't do them, your audience is going to crucify you.
Yeah, right.
You know, if you're the Rolling Stones, Brown Sugar, all that sort of stuff,
For you, what's that?
If I don't do K-San, Flame Trees, Working Class Man, Lay Down Your Guns, I'd Die to Be With You Tonight. There's just a handful.
Yep.
Then I'd be crucified. And then there's some secondary ones that you can float in and out. But then you get the end. You get maybe the audience missed this one on this album.
Yeah, right.
I'll put that on. But I start the set with like Flesh and Blood, and that song just because of the significance of doing it through lockdown, doing it for Gadinski, particularly for Gadinski, and singing it at his funeral. I start the show with that every night and I get the sort of feeling he's with me. So there's a bunch of songs that pick themselves. And I'm sure every band in the world has this. It's a good situation to be in, but it means I sit there and I write the set out and my daughter's going, that's 3 hours. You can't do that. Come on. I can. They said, no, because the venue's got to shut in two.
So then you've got Springsteen, who I know you would have seen, where he walks along. Times. And grabs the placards off the crowd and says, right, well, I want to hear this. And
he's unbelievable. And he's got, how many records has he done? And he's got like a huge collection of songs he's written. And he just goes, such and such. And the whole band go, boom. Bang. And they know it. They've got to learn them all. They've got to learn. I went and seen Springsteen. I've been a fan for years. I sang with him at Hanging Rock. And I went in. I'll tell you a funny story about him too. But I got up and sang with him. And he was just sublime, like one of the best acts I've ever seen. So I went to Broadway to go see him, right? This is like 18 months later. I go to Broadway, he's on Broadway by himself, and Gadinski organized some tickets for me, and I went back to say hello afterwards. And I walk in, and Bruce and his wife is there. I hadn't met his wife before. And I walk in, I say, hi, Bruce. And I went to say hello to her, and I went to shake her hand. She said, I know who you are.
Oh,
you're Flame Trees.
Wow.
I said, what do you mean? She said, it's one of my top two songs of all time.
Really?
I said to her, I hope the other one's one of his. but wasn't that a nice thing to say? In the middle of New York, something here.
That is. And she's obviously a nuts musician herself. Exactly.
She's incredible. But it was, it was a beautiful thing because, and I'm lucky enough that I get to sing songs like that every night of the week, Flame Trees.
So, Barnsley, let me ask you this. We're being indulgent now, but you are a legend and we got you, so we're not going to let you go. Bill did, funnily enough, and he's not that into music, but I never got to see David Bowie live and I really regret the fact that I didn't. Is there anyone for you that you never got to see that you would love if you could put yourself in a time warp to see live?
Yeah, well, I'd love to see Ray Charles.
Yeah.
And I remember I was trying to get to do duets with Ray Charles And you know, and my mates, you know, in excess, you know, I was there, and you know, and they got to do a duet with him, and I just, man, I wish I'd have done that. You know? one of my, because I grew up from the age of two listening to him, but you know, there's a lot of them out there, you know, I mean, and a lot of them, I was lucky enough, when you've seen the NRL things that I did with Tina Turner,
yeah,
you know what. You know, when I heard 1968, I heard River Deep, Mountain High, I can Tina Turner. And I thought, man, listen to that. I've seen photos of a film of her, you know, doing the song. And I just thought, what an incredible artist. And when I was 14, she came to Adelaide. And me and my mates, we're all thugs. We couldn't afford the tickets. So we went to the Apollo Stadium, the basketball stadium where she was playing. And we kicked the back door in. And there was only a half a dozen security there. So there's about 20 of us. So we charged in, sacrificed six of our mates. But the rest of us got in. And I made a beeline to the front of the stage. And I stood there and I watched her sing the whole night. And, you know, when you see those people that you just think, how can they possibly live up to this? And she was better than I remembered. And then I got to sing with her later, and she was even better again. So that's great when you see artists like that, you know?
Bill, you know how feral Port Adelaide is?
Well, like the footy club. What about Elizabeth?
Well, when you get down the end of Port Adelaide, the Largs Pier,
that's where Jimmy and his mates
are. That's where Jimmy got started, isn't it?
Mate, I played the Largs Pier with Cole Chisel one night, and we're playing away, and I got my eyes shut, and suddenly this noise, and I look up, and there's a guy in the front row, and he blew a hole in the roof above my head with a shotgun because he liked the band. I'm glad he liked us.
How good. Oh, no.
It was a good pub.
Oh, bloody oath. And those gigs are still spoken about all these years later.
It's fantastic.
Man, incredible.
Completely nuts. So do we need to plug what's coming up for you, Barnsley? What have we
got? Friday night in Sydney.
Yep.
Yes, but Friday, Saturday in Sydney. And then we're up to Brisbane, but we'll be coming back around again soon because I'm just enjoying playing again. Great. Good to get out and play in front of a live audience again, folks.
You are a superstar.
He's up and about, isn't he, man?
Love him, and of course the re-release of Soul Deep. Get stuck into that as well, Barnsley. It is always a pleasure chatting to you.
My pleasure, gentlemen. All the best. Nice to see you,
Jimmy.
Cheers,
Jimmy Barnes on the Rush Hour, Triple M.